Okay, well, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Project Approval Oversight Committee meeting of December 7th, 2020. First, it's just to remind you about our teleconference participation process. Basically, please be aware of background noises. Keep your phone on mute, but not on hold, or mute the mic icon if you're calling in using a web application to participate. Please wait till you're called on to speak. I'll stack names in order at the proper times. Please state your name each time you speak. And commissioners, when you make motions and seconds, of course, if you would state your name at those times as well. Okay, so I think I'm going to conduct a roll call to ensure we have a quorum. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
All right, Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson? All right, and we understand Commissioner Humberger will not be on. And then, so the Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Ryan's here. So we have 3 of 5 sitting members, therefore we do have a quorum. I'll check one more time for David Gilson. David, are you on? All right. So those in attendance for staff, we have Zubaydi Benici, Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers, Chris Howell, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. And I'm Jeff Blair. I don't know if there's any other staff. That's our typical staff for the meeting. So with that taken care of, let's take a look at the agenda today. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the October and facilitator's report from the October 1st meeting, to hear our project approval and entity statistics report, and conditional approvals from the October 13th Florida Building Commission meeting, and then to consider approval of entities and then product applications with and without comments, and then DBPR applications update, and then any sort of general comments we have after that. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted, please, by name?
Compton, move to approve.
Swope, second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so you have received or have seen, at least electronically posted to the product approval agenda, both the October 1st, 2020 meeting minutes and facilitator summary report. Are there any revisions or corrections? And if not, is there a motion to accept both documents?
Council move to approve.
Second, Dean.
I have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean, respectively. Any discussion? None. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, let's move on then to the product approval and entity statistic reports. Zubaydi?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. For the 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 7,419 approved product applications, and the total is 8,024. For the products, we have 31,522 approved products, and the total is 34,118. And for the entities, we have 123 approved entities, and the total is 415. This concludes the 2017 Florida Building Code statistics. And for 2020 Florida Building Code, we have 1,293 approved product applications, and the total is 3,015. And for the products, we have 6,343 approved products, and the total is 12,475. And for the entities, we have 123 approved entities, and the total is 415. That concludes the 2020 Florida Building Code statistics. Thank you.
Thank you, Zubaydi. Do any POC members have any questions? Very good. Then let's proceed on to the conditional approvals from the October 13th meeting. Staff has indicated that they've all been approved from the commission meeting and no actions taken or needed. Does anybody have any questions on the conditional approvals from the October 13th Florida Building Commission meeting? Okay, let's move on to product committee applications. Consent agendas first. So the first issue is that we have a consent agenda of entities recommended for approval. There's 14 as posted. Does any member of the public wish to comment on any of the entities? All right, does any commissioner need to wish to have any entities with taken off of the consent agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of entities as posted?
Compton move to approve the consent agenda.
Second, Dean.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Janice. Has Commissioner Gilson joined us or not? David, are you on? Okay. Just wanted to make sure. All right, so next we have a consent agenda of products approved to the 2017 code. There's only 9 products on there, all recommended for approval. Anybody from the public wish to comment on the consent agenda for approval to the 2017 code, the 9 products? Does any commissioner have any issues vis-a-vis the consent agenda? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as posted for approval to the 2017 Florida Building Code?
The Compton move to approve.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean. Is there any discussion? No discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, so we have a consent agenda of products recommended for approval to the 2020 code. There are at least one, perhaps two, changes to that. First is FL14239R5. The request is to pull that from the consent agenda. The request is made by the applicant in order to allow them to correct the sheet numbers on the installation instructions. So and I think staff supports that, correct, Mo?
Staff, sure.
Okay. So if a commissioner would please pull that one from the consent, we'll go ahead and proceed from there. Just any one of you can say I pull it for consent.
I'd like to pull that.
Okay, very good. Mo, we received a written request, I think from Tom Johnson, vis-a-vis 85238R8, with a comment. Do you want to, well, first, is anybody from the public wish to have any additional ones considered for removal from the consent agenda? All right, then I'm going to turn it to you, Mel, for your opinion on that.
Well, good morning. This is Mo Madani. And this is kind of came in very late in the process. As you know, we normally allow for time to do public comments. However, as stated by the commenter, is that he was not aware of the date. So we have a comment before us where, you know, the commenters mainly expressed the fact that the product as evaluated does not meet the requirements of ASTM E in 1996-2012. I had an opportunity to speak to the also the manufacturer representative, and I'm sure if anybody online, they're aware of the concern, and they feel that maybe giving them a conditional approval to address the comments, since the comment came in late in the process, they said they will respond to the comment by Friday. Of this Friday to express their, take on it. So I would leave it to you guys, you know, as a committee, whether you want to pull this off consent or not. And if you do, then whether you want to approve it conditionally, to allow for, further, review by the manufacturer and his technical team, you know, and to respond to the comments. Thank you.
Okay, so, board members. Okay, we'll take some more public comment. Go ahead, Joe.
This is Joe Belcher. Bill Feeney with Eastern Meadows asked me to address the POC on this and to request the conditional approval. The comment came in December 5th. We've not really had a chance to look at it. The engineer is Walter Tillett. We are looking at the process, and we request a conditional approval. Give us some time to take care of the issue. Thank you.
All right. Any other public comment?
Yeah, this is Tom Johnson. I'm the one who raised it. I'm okay with a conditional.
Okay. All right, let's go back to the POC. Is a POC member wish to pull this for conditional approval to allow the applicant to address the comments?
Yeah, Compton, I can pull it.
Okay, so we now have is there any other, anybody else from the commissioners or the public have any additional products off the consent agenda for the 2020 code? If not, that leaves us 1,244 products recommended for approval. So the motion would be to approve the consent agenda for approval as amended, which is with the pulling of 14239R5 and 8523R8. Is there such a motion?
Compton, move approval as amended.
Second,
Dean. Okay. Great. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Just checking one more time. Commissioner Gilson, are you with us or not?
Yes, I just came in at the discussion for Tom Johnson. I'm sorry I'm late. I had some issues with getting in, but I'm in.
Okay. All right, so the vote with this one will be 4-0 in favor. Very good. Then we'll move on to our next phase, which is I'm going to take the first two ones we pulled first. So first is we look for a motion to conditionally approve FL14239R5. To allow the applicant to correct the sheet numbers on the installation instructions. Is there anybody from the public that wants to comment on that? If not, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Dean, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second from Compton and Dean. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. We also have pulled FL8523R8. To allow the applicant to respond to the comment received recently. Is there a motion to conditionally approve that product?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
I have a motion to second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We also have a supplemental consent agenda of two products recommended for approval to the 2020 code. 22377 and 35256. Does anybody wish to comment on those? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve that supplemental consent agenda, please.
Captain, move to approve.
Second, Dean.
All right, we have a motion to second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Okay, so let me explain what we're going to do next. So we're going to go through our product approvals that have public comment. In this case, they're all to the 2020 code since they weren't getting to the 2017 code. What we've done is, in order to save time, and a lot of time actually, because we've got 79 products with comment, we're going to go back to how we did things in the past and also similar to how it's done at the education POC. So we've prepared a consent agenda of all the products recommended for approval, of which there are 49, and they've been listed and posted. And then we have a second consent agenda, which is all the products that are recommended for conditional approval, with the understanding that the condition would be as recommended by staff and as posted in the document. So by approval of that consent agenda, it would be contingent upon those specific conditions that are articulated in the spreadsheet that's on staff's recommendations. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go to the consent agenda for approval. I'm going to ask if any member of the public wishes to request any of those be pulled off the consent agenda for individual discussion. Then I'll come back to the commissioner, to POC, and ask if any commissioner wishes to pull off any. And then we'll approve the consent agenda recommended for approval either as it was posted or as amended with the removal of individual. We'll take up the individuals, and then we'll go to the consent agenda recommended for conditional approval. I'll ask if any member of the public wishes to have any of those pulled off for individual consideration. Then if any commissioner does, again, we'll take a vote for the consent agenda of conditional approvals either as it was posted or as it was amended. So in essence, it's just extracting out and organizing the what's in the spreadsheet, the product approval with comments into two consent agendas, one for approval and one for conditional approval. Does any commissioner have any questions on the process? So we'll just be taking two motions or more if there's individual ones instead of 80 or 79 specific individual motions. Okay, so first we have the products, and there's 49 products recommended for approval. You can see them in the spreadsheet listed by number with their individual recommendations. Does any member of the public wish to have any of those pulled off for individual consideration? Okay. Does any commissioner wish to pull any off the consent agenda recommended for approval, the 49 products listed? Seeing none, I would ask, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda with comments to the 2020 code as it's been posted?
I count the move to approve.
Okay, looking for a second.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so we now have a consent agenda of products recommended for conditional approval, with the conditions being those that are listed on the BCIS for each of those products as staff recommended. There are 30 of those products. Does anybody from the public wish to have any of those pulled off for individual consideration? Okay. Does any commissioner wish to pull off any on the conditional approval consent agenda for individual consideration? All right. Then is there a motion to approve the consent agenda for those products recommended for conditional approval to the 2020 code with comments?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? It is unanimous. Okay. Looking
back. Great question. I see some missing product approval numbers. It's Tom Johnson from Down and Country.
Okay. Remember, this is only those that had comments. There's another 1,200 and some odd that were on the consent agenda.
Okay. All right. Looking at the wrong sheet. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. I figured that might be the case, so that's good. Yeah, those are all approved, but if you want to double check, we can always do that. All right, any other comments from anybody then on the products that we just did? I think we've covered all the different things we need to do vis-a-vis that. Just as a note, there were 31 DVPR applications, including one with comments to the 2017 code. All of them resolved to staff satisfaction. There are 228 including 19 with comments to the 2020 code. Again, Mo and staff have determined that all of them are in a posture for approval. Any questions on that? Okay. All right. I believe that, I can find my cursor here. Yeah. That should conclude the main portion of our business. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? Okay, does any POC member wish to comment? Does any staff member wish to comment? Okay, I'm going to do a closing roll call. Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Gilson.
I'm here.
And I know Commissioner Humberger's not on, so Commissioner Swope.
Here.
All right, we have four members, again, retaining a quorum. I'm going to ask for a motion in a second to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right, Compton and Swope respectively. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate your work.
Yeah, thank you, guys.